want, but to see how the mind, the whole structure and the nature of the mind is always measuring more knowledge, more pleasure, becoming better. This whole movement is born out of this measurement, comparison, and imitation. And that, the speaker says, is the very essence of violence. Do you accept all this? Do you see all this? Do you see the truth of this? If you do, and I hope you do, then you will say, what have I left? Because I always thought understanding came through comparison. Comparing two painters, say, like Michelangelo, or who would you like? Michelangelo or Da Vinci or Picasso or somebody else. Compare. By comparing, you think you understand the painting. You understand it only when you look at it without the comparative eye. When you look, give your heart and your mind to see the picture. Totally. But if your mind is occupied with who painted it, or is this painter as fashionable as the other painter, and so on, you're not looking at the picture. So, to find out for yourself how your mind is operating, to be aware whether you are continuously comparing, not only in your dress, and is that the most extraordinary thing in the world, isn't it? One year is short skirts, next year is something else, and everybody like a lot of